1-800-939-1348. That's 1-800-939-1348.
Did you know diabetes can steal your vision? In fact, diabetes is the leading cause of blindness among adults aged 20 to 74. The truth is, your eyes could already be damaged from diabetes and you may not even know it. There's only one way to find out. Get a retina eye exam. Don't wait. Acting early can help prevent vision loss. The American Society of Retina Specialists and Genentech wants you to see the world as clearly as possible. Find out more on how to protect your vision at diabeteseyecheck.org.
Target Talk St. Louis, Sundays from 6 to 7:30 p.m. is presented by Metro Shooting Supplies in Belleville and Bridgeton. Host Stephen King, NRA certified shooting instructor, discusses the world of firearms from competition to firearm safety. Every week, Stephen will take your calls and have guests from around the world of firearms. Target Talk St. Louis, live from 6 to 7:30 p.m. every Sunday. Target Talk St. Louis is presented by Metro Shooting Supplies in Belleville and Bridgeton on the Big 550 KTRS.
This is the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. Hello, I am Paul Harris. Ian and Dan are here with me. This portion of the show brought to you by Oreck. With 7 locally owned and operated Oreck home centers throughout the St. Louis area, you can find one near you or go online to OREcK. That's Oreck.com. Oreck sponsors this guy right here, Mr. Joe Hipperson.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Hello, Joe. How are you today?
Well, Paul, I was doing just fine until I got some disturbing news. I'm trying right now. I really do feel as if I'm a train completely thrown off the rails.
Uh-oh. What happened?
I learned some new words. I learned that there were things called bronies.
Yep.
Now, you see, I would assume that a brony would be like a real D-bag kind of guy. Hey, what's up, bro? Hey, what's up, bro? You know, they'd be like, you know,
yep,
those kind of, but they're not. Bronies are real things. They're guys that get into My Little Pony.
Yeah. Yep.
And apparently there's a My Little Pony convention here at Westport.
Mm-hmm.
And I just found out that it's no longer Westport now. While the My Little Pony convention happens here, it's called the Crystal City. Okay.
It's very strange.
It is really strange. You know what's even stranger is that people are making money off this. I mean, really, they're making money off of this. I've got to come up with something. There's got to be something else out there that we could do a convention on that would just attract uber geeks, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Would you hang out with a guy if you knew he was a brony?
No.
There's a degree of commitment that a man makes if he's going to be.
I'll be honest with you. I wouldn't hang out with a woman knowing that she was into My Little Pony.
Well, okay, so what are the girls called? Are they just ponies and the guys are bronies?
My Little Filly. I'm guessing they're fillies.
I don't know.
I'd like to go to the game with you, Paul, tonight, but there's a convention in town.
Oh, really? What is it?
My Little Pony.
Nice knowing you.
I'm a brony.
Wow.
It's America, so you're allowed to be into whatever it is you're into.
That's right.
Yeah, and you know, I support anybody who wants to go extreme on their end. I mean, that's fine if you really want to embrace it, but I just...
You ever see the movie The Truth About Cats and Dogs with Nicole Kidman, Uma Thurman
and Janine Garofalo?
Yeah. Garofalo plays the host of a pet show, essentially. She's a veterinarian who kind of like Dr. Doug on Wednesdays here, takes phone calls from people. And at one point, she has to tell a caller, I won't go into the details, but she has to tell her caller, you know, it's okay to love your pet, but you shouldn't love your pet.
Yeah.
And there was a story this week out of North Carolina of a couple that was actually charged with having sex with dogs. The husband, who's a soldier stationed at Fort Bragg, was videotaping his wife as she was doing things with the dog. As the police chief there said, anything you can ever imagine a man and a woman doing to each other, she was having the dogs do. And that's one of those situations where you just want to say, it's okay to love your dog.
Right.
Just don't love your dog.
Hey, imagine you're the cop, right, who had to see that footage.
Ugh.
You can never get that out of your
head. No, you cannot unwatch that.
No.
John Carney just called in and said he believes that the women are called vajonies.
Oh, come on. Really?
No, I think Colin from the newsroom just said female My Little Pony fans are Pegasisters.
Pegasisters.
I like Vajonis better.
I think we got two great band names right now, man.
I know.
Vajonis and the Pegasisters. That's it.
I'm pretty sure that Shonda Rhimes hears Vajonis and goes, that's a show. That's a show. I could sell that to ABC.
Man. Oh,
that's
man.
A show.
No, that's a hey, that's it. That's a reality show, man. We got to do that. The Pegasisters, the reality. I'd watch that.
Yes, you would.
I would. I'd want to know. I mean, do they take the My Little Ponies and do like a little miniature racetrack kind of thing? The guys can win out some money. Come on, there's got to be something there.
No, there's nothing there. Leave it alone.
All right, fine. I'm going to
leave it alone. Let's talk about movies this weekend. There are five movies opening this weekend. Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs 2, The Patience Stone, Enough Said, Rush, and Don John. Oh, there are six. Baggage Claim is another one. Have you seen any of these half dozen movies?
All I've seen is Rush. And do you know anything about Rush?
I know it's a car racing movie directed by Ron Howard.
Okay, so it's a Ron Howard film, which means it's going to be a good put-together film. I can't think of a dog that Ron Howard's done. Can you? I mean, when I think back in my, you know, the Ron Howard films that I've seen.
Willow?
That's not a dog. That's like a Middle Ages Star Wars movie. You got Val Kilmer doing the Han Solo bit. Come on.
No.
You didn't like Willow?
No.
Willow's responsible for one of the very first ever CGI shots, where somebody morphs into a tiger or something like that.
Okay. I'll take your word for it.
All right. Val Kilmer still gets bonus points in my book because he's Jim Morrison. He did the greatest ever portrayal of Doc Holliday. All right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought Willow, you know, was good. It was decent. Okay.
You go ahead and review this movie. I'm going to find you a bad Ron Howard movie.
All right. So the movie Rush deals with Formula One racing. Now, I am not one of the people that watches races religiously. I don't get into NASCAR or any of that stuff. I mean, really, it's just, I mean, it's hypnotic and it makes me dizzy. It's just a bunch of circles. Right.
Found one.
You found a Ron Howard dog?
Yes. The Dilemma.
Ooh.
Vince Vaughn and Kevin James.
Okay. You're right. And that was the one that had the big PC issue with the trailer. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. So in this movie, we follow
Cinderella Man.
Yeah, that sucked. I'm so sorry. I didn't.
Oh, wait a second. Was that the one about the boxer?
Yeah,
with Russell Crowe.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. Never mind.
Okay.
Sorry.
So again, Rush is a movie about Formula One racing. It is a true story about a guy named James Hunt and a guy named Nick?
Whoa.
Excuse me.
Take two.
Ian, thinking about bronies again.
My Little Pony.
Edit this stuff out so people don't hear your mistake.
Right.
It's embarrassing for somebody to make a professional broadcaster to do that sort of thing.
Yes.
The last name is Laluda, and
I'm
it's
just
an
glad
L.
Frank
I
wasn't
saw
here
Nick.
To hear that.
I saw Nick, and I felt Lick, and it just is bizarre. So there you go. So you got James, you got Nick. These are two rival race car drivers in the Formula One world, and the whole movie is about their competition, how they're always trying to one-up each other, even when... And it's based on a true story, so this isn't a spoiler. Even when there's a tragic accident with some very, very bad burning, which is another reason why this is a R-rated film, very bad burning, very bad tragic accident. Even after that, the person who has the accident still wants to race and take down his number one competitor. Here's the issue I have with this movie. Think about it. It's a movie that's over 2 hours long about Formula One race cars. It's been done before, and it was a tragic flop. It was called Driven, and it starred Stallone, and it was one of the just that was one of the most laborious experiences of my life. That and Get Carter, trying to watch Stallone do a decent movie.
Wasn't there also a Steve McQueen movie called Le Mans?
Yes, that's the same
world. Is that Formula One?
I didn't think that was Formula One.
I know nothing about it. All I know is that in this country, you have NASCAR and you have IndyCar. Do we have Formula One in the United States, or is that a European thing? I mean, does this whole movie take place in Europe?
No, the Indy.
Isn't the...
IndyCar's the same as Formula
One? Yeah, aren't
IndyCar's
Formula One?
They're the ones that kind of look like the Plymouth Prower, you know, that car. You know what I mean? Where the wheels are... Okay, so that's what a Formula One race car looks like. Well, right now, there's a lot of real guys out there like, man, this guy's an idiot. He doesn't know anything about race cars.
They think we're bronies.
Right.
Yes.
So, actually, if they're real manly men, they turned off the second we got into the Pegasisters and other things like that.
I haven't been listening since then.
Thanks. So, Formula One racing was done in the Stallone movie, and it's been a while since that movie came out, but it's still just this thing. I can't escape that it just was a terrible film. Renny Harlin directed it, which is probably the reason why. That guy couldn't direct a good film, but Spielberg was using, like, a puppet. I mean, Renny Harlin cannot make a good movie. This movie is about racing. It's a guy movie. What woman would want to go see a guy race car movie for over 2 hours where essentially it's two guys trying to one-up each other over and over again, and that's it? I know. Let's cast Chris Hemsworth in the lead. And that's how you're going to get girls to go and see this movie. Because of that casting, the decision of him, he's a good actor, but he doesn't have the chops to carry this role. It looks like it could be a throwaway Tony Scott movie. You know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. Just kind of a throwaway type flick. The real guy to look for in this movie, I had never heard of him before, Daniel Brühl. His name is spelled with a U that's got the two dots on it, so I think I'm doing it correctly.
It's called an umlaut.
It is?
Yeah.
That's another good name for a band, the umlauts. That's great, man. So I would imagine a bunch of guys dressed as Oompa Loompas just doing, you know, rock and roll. Mm-hmm. So this movie...
You ever go to a diner, you can order the Western umlaut.
This is Daniel Brühl's movie. It's not Chris Hemsworth's movie. Every poster, it's like a Tom Cruise flick. All it is just the face of Chris Hemsworth. It's just Thor's face staring right back at you. And he's done a good job. He's had some really good roles, but he's been in these big popcorn films. He doesn't have the weight that you need from an actor. You should have gone with two no-name guys because you're telling a true life story. Two no-name guys would have been great. Nope, they had to bring in Olivia Wilde, who's a poor man's Angelina Jolie. That's distracting as well. Yes, the set pieces look great. I really felt like I was watching a movie in the 1970s. But having actors that couldn't really carry the weight of the drama that was needed, and this is more a drama than it is a car movie, heads up warning, it just fell flat. I've read a lot of really good reviews for this movie. I'm going to have to give it a 5 out of 10 because I just think they missed the mark. But Ron Howard did a great job connecting you to a 1970s feeling, and I usually don't give it up for the score, but I believe it was Howard Shore that did the score and does a great job infusing this like 70s vibe into the soundtrack, which is really, really neat. So 5 out of 10 on Rush.
What would you say is the best car racing movie? Would Days of Thunder even be in consideration for that?
Days of Thunder could be maybe on a top 10 list as a guilty pleasure, maybe number 10, but I apologize, but for me, a good race car movie for me has to keep me laughing and having a good time for some reason. I just can't get that intense into it. So I would say it's a good tie between the original Cannonball Run and Smokey and the Bandit.
Oh, no.
Yes.
They're not race car movies.
The original Cannonball Run had everybody that mattered in that year in that film, and it was hilarious. Roger Moore would just...
Don't get me wrong. I thought Cannonball Run was fine.
Okay.
But I'm talking about a race car movie, not goofy thing that was essentially a star showcase.
The
A ripoff of Gumball Rally.
I would say that the original Gone in 60 Seconds, I would say, is an amazingly cool race car movie, but it's not race cars. It's a chase movie more than anything else.
Right.
So I don't really think there's ever been an epic race car movie.
Okay.
And I don't think
maybe Le Mans counts as one of those. I don't know.
This is
maybe the animated movie Cars would count as one of those, just because it had racer Steve Paul Newman in it.
Yeah, well, you know what? This movie, I would rather watch Cars. I'd rather watch Cars 2 than watch Rush.
Wow.
Oh, so, man.
It's a 5 out of 10, and the only points this is getting is for director Ron Howard. The acting, I could not stand except for the guy that you don't know who he is.
All right, my movie for this week is Don John.
You teased this last week. I'm looking forward to what you have to say.
Yes. This movie, when it was shown at Sundance, was called Don John's Addiction. They shortened it for the big release, which is today. This is a movie that was written, directed by, and stars Joseph Gordon-Levitt, who has been in some pretty good movies. He did 50-50 with Seth Rogen. He was, of course, in the last Batman movie, the last of the three by Christopher Nolan.
Looper.
He was in Looper, yeah. He's done some pretty good work in the last several years, and now he had this story he wanted to tell. And it really is, the word addiction should really still be there in the title, because I mentioned last week that I had seen a movie called Thanks for Sharing, which was about men who were, quote-unquote, sex addicts, Tim Robbins and Mark Ruffalo and Josh Gad. And I said that this week I would tell you a movie that was much more about that and better about that. That doesn't mean that this is a really, really good movie. But let me tell you why I say it's more about that and better about that than the other movie. In this movie, Joseph Gordon-Levitt plays a guy who is essentially obsessed with internet porn to the point where he has other important things in his life, his car, his best buds, and the women he can hit on down at the club. And he's a good-looking guy. He works out all the time. He's in shape, and he meets women who are very, very good-looking as well and brings them home and has sex with them. And then immediately after he has sex with them, as they're asleep, he is getting out of bed and going, opening up his laptop and logging on to internet porn so that he can pleasure himself.
With a live woman right there.
After having just had sex with the live woman, that's not enough for him. So the movie is really about how porn and our sexy advertising world, etc., distort expectations. He even talks on the soundtrack of this movie extensively. His character talks about how the women in porn are so different than the ones in real life. You know, you can always find the ones who will do the things you want them to do, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. He gets more satisfaction out of those few minutes with online porn, and you actually see the tissue being thrown into the wastebasket after each time.
Oh, my goodness. Well, this isn't a 3D movie, is it?
No, it's not.
Okay, just checking.
But I will say this. There's so much of that and so much of the graphic internet porn imagery that I don't think women are going to want to go see this movie. I will tell you this right now. This is not a date movie.
Yeah, no, because the whole time, you know, there's going to be one question that she's going to, the girl that you take is going to want to ask. And you don't want to answer it.
No.
So just don't even do it.
Guys, do not take your girlfriend slash wife slash significant other to go see this movie, which immediately cuts out an enormous number of people. Now, here's the reason that you might want to see this movie. And I, again, I'll get to whether I'm recommending the entire movie in just a second. Here's one reason you might want to see the movie, and that is that he falls for Scarlett Johansson.
Ooh.
And Scarlett Johansson in this movie is a 10 in every way, not just in looks, but her accent, her bubblegum-chewing Jersey girl accent, and her acting in this movie are phenomenal. I have liked her in some other movies. She is great in this role. Her character is not nearly as great when it comes to personality as it is when it comes to looks, which I know is a first, that looks would be good and personality would not be good. I know that that's never happened before in the history of women or men,
no,
for that matter, but I think that she gives an outstanding performance. Here is the problem with this movie. The character that Joseph Gordon-Levitt plays, this Don John character, we're supposed to think that he grows by the end by learning some lessons after being with Scarlett Johansson and with the last third of the movie, Julianne Moore being involved. And I read that Julianne Moore didn't want to be in a movie like this because she was already in a movie about the porn industry called Boogie Nights, which was a kind of legendary performance and a terrific movie from Thomas Paul Anderson. But when she read this, she thought, oh, well, this is really about a guy who has unrealistic expectations of life from porn and a woman who has unrealistic expectations of life because she watches romantic movies.
Well, who does Julianne Moore play? His mom?
She plays a woman who he meets at night school.
The teacher?
No.
I mean, there's an age gap there.
Yes, there is. She is a student there. It's night school, so adults going back to school is essentially the theme of that portion of the movie, I suppose. And I don't want to get too much into it for people who might see the movie, because I don't want to spoil that part for you. I will just tell you she's in that. And also, there's a pretty good performance in this, and I don't think I've ever said this before about this guy, a pretty good performance by Tony Danza.
Wow.
Who plays Joseph Gordon-Levitt's father.
I saw a publicity shot of the two of them, like in like wife beater t-shirts or something. Everything I saw for this movie, I thought it was going to be like this Jersey Shore type of movie where this guy is just chasing women and stuff.
They're setting it up to be almost like a wacky comedy with the romantic angle with her.
Right.
And there are some funny scenes that go on in the house with him and his father, very much like John Travolta's Tony Manero and his father in Saturday Night Fever, that same kind of New York area, New Jersey area, Italian stereotype character. But there is some funny stuff there, and Glenn Headley plays his mother, and she's funny too, and the sister. I mean, there is some good stuff there. You notice that I haven't raved about this in saying that you really have to see this movie. The problem with the movie is that Joseph Gordon-Levitt as the director has included too much of the porn angle, and it drags the movie down.
You think all you need were a couple of quick money shot moments to realize, wow, this is real and gritty?
Yes, I do. I realize that his character has an obsession. Doesn't mean that we have to see every angle of that obsession on the screen. And therefore, I can only give the movie a 6 out of 10.
Wow.
It's not horrible. It's not great. But I also will repeat this. I don't see why any woman is going to want to go see this movie. Unless you want to see Joseph Gordon-Levitt doing pull-ups in the gym. And he's, you know, he's in shape. I'll admit that. Just the reason that some guys might want to go see the movie just because of Scarlett Johansson. Those two things should not be enough to attract you to this movie. Maybe they will, but I think women will be incredibly turned off by this movie.
Now, see, Paul always says that whenever we do the band name contest, I have my tells, you know, where I give away things like that. I have a feeling that you're telling us that Julianne Moore might have made a mistake and signed on in this movie because she wanted it to tell a story about a guy who learns his lesson. You even referenced a guy learning his lesson. I'm guessing maybe that last third of the movie really falls short on delivering the premise of the film.
No, I like the Julianne Moore part of it more than any other part of the movie. She's the only real person that I, whose performance I enjoyed in that way. Again, Scarlett Johansson is terrific in her role, and Joseph Gordon-Levitt is fine in his role. It's just that the movie wants to be something that it never quite achieves.
Is he concerned?
I hate to use this when we're talking about a movie about porn addiction, but it's anticlimactic.
All right, so what about his performance, man? He's got that accent.
He's
and everything.
Fine.
Is it consistent, though?
Yeah, he's fine.
All right, because there's nothing worse than a movie where an actor is putting on an accent and it's not consistent.
I will tell you, there are a couple of scenes with him and with her, Scarlett Johansson, where the interplay is very, very real and very, very sexy.
The word addiction should have been still in the title.
Yes, right? I think if you went in knowing it, I said the same thing when we reviewed the movie Flight with Denzel Washington.
Yes.
If you went to see that movie thinking it's going to be about an airplane pilot who is driven the way most Denzel Washington characters are in a positive way to save the people on that plane when he turns it upside down and makes the miracle landing. If that's what you thought that movie was going to be, you were disappointed when you found out, no, it's about a movie. It's a movie about an alcoholic right. and about alcoholism. Same thing here. If you go in thinking, oh, it's a romantic comedy, it's a Jersey Shore kind of romantic comedy, you're going to be surprised, and women are going to be so turned off. I can't emphasize that enough. 15 minutes into this movie, I looked around, and I'm at a screening, and it's all professional movie reviewers who are watching this movie around me, and the rest of the audience is ahead of us, in the next 25 rows ahead of us. And I look around, and even the professional movie reviewer women were turning away from the screen going, there's too much of that.
So it looks like we're going to shock you with this super reality of the addiction.
I don't know.
And you lose the audience that quick into the film, man. That's not good.
I don't know. All right, do you know anything else about the rest of these movies? One of the movies, Enough Said, the only thing I know is that's James Gandolfini's, one of his last roles with Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Have not read a single negative review for that film, and I have read that, fair warning to the audience, you're going to be so into the role that Gandolfini plays in this that once you realize, oh, shoot, this guy's dead, it becomes almost depressing when it's not supposed to be. Hmm. That the movie becomes something you get sad over, but not out of anything on the screen except for an amazing final performance from him. So you leave the film a little bit sad because you're never going to see him again.
Yeah. Okay. How about Baggage Claim, The Patient Stone, or Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs 2?
But that would be a trifecta of no's.
No, you haven't seen him, or you don't know anything about him, or you don't care?
I really don't care. I mean, Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs, fine. We already had it one time. It's a terrible double dip. I mean, the whole I know nothing on those.
All right, let's take a break. We have some other showbiz stuff to get to, and we continue here. Paul Harris, Joe Iverson, Ian and Dan, the Big 550 KTRS.
Time for a look at traffic on this Friday afternoon. Let's go airborne. Here's Tim Weiland.
Yeah, traffic is really crazy. Now, we do have an accident. It was just reported, an overturned vehicle. It is on northbound 67 before the Clark Bridge. We're headed up that way now. Now, I just looked at northbound 255. You've got about a mile and a half backup approaching the construction zone. at Collinsville Road. It's going to be slow all the way through Horseshoe Lake Road. Eastbound 70 is heavy in pockets between Salisbury and the Edward Jones Dome. Just a little heavy on westbound 5570 going over the Poplar Street Bridge. If you're on westbound 40, look for a little delay as you go through Elm. It's slow again from Soccer Park Road out through Bowles. Southbound 141 is slow south of Big Bend through Highway 44. And this traffic report is brought to you by Denny's. Eat great for just $4. You can with Denny's 16-item 2-4-6-8 value menu, like the $4 build-your-own chicken wraps. Look for Denny's coupons in next week's mail. Prices and participation may vary. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Here's what you missed on the Carney Show.
Breakfast sandwich out of the freezer, wrapped in a paper towel, popped into the microwave. But by the time I finished it, I realized I had eaten at least 4 bites of paper towel. I didn't even notice. These things are crap. Oh, that doesn't say much for the sandwich.
The Carney Show, weekdays from 1 p.m. till 3 on the Big 550 KTRS, live and local.
Cardinal fans, coming up on Friday, September 27th, Saturday the 28th, Sunday the 29th, the Cardinals play the Cubs. It's Fan Appreciation Weekend. On Friday night, it's the Cooler Bag Giveaway, presented by Shane Company. On Saturday, the Yadier Molina Growth Poster, presented by Missouri Farmers Care. On Sunday, you'll receive a complimentary ticket voucher to a 2014 game, courtesy of Shelter Insurance. Get your tickets at cardinals.com/promotions.
And the Cardinals are world champions for 2011. 2011
was another amazing chapter in Cardinals history. Don't miss a single moment as the Cardinals seek their 12th World Series championship in 2013. Fan single game tickets are on sale now for the NL Wildcard Game and the National League Division Series. All you have to do is head to cardinals.com. Single game tickets for the NL Wildcard Game and the Division Series on sale now at cardinals.com.
Hi, folks. This is Alan Thicke, and if you're one of those millions of Americans who owes back taxes, if you get nervous when the mail comes because you might get a letter from the IRS, then you've heard. They're cracking down this year. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank account. Even your home or business could be up for grabs over unpaid taxes. It's all true. But it's also true that they're offering a new way out. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative, an important government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered, so now's the time. If you qualify, the experts at Optima Tax Relief, their team of attorneys and enrolled agents, will get you the best deal possible. Optima has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't mess with the IRS. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima for a free consultation.
Call 800-357-0726. That's 800-357-0726. 800-357-0726. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
When R&R Sanitation says they'll drop off a porta potty anywhere in the region, they're not kidding. They once dropped off a porta potty on the corner of a parade route. That's what you get with R&R Sanitation. Service, reliability, dependability. They're clean and they're bigger, which makes them cleaner, longer, which means you don't spend as much money servicing them. R&R Sanitation, St. Louis owned, St. Louis operated. They're the best. Having some work done on the house? Are you in charge of a charitable event? Maybe a construction firm? The point is, R&R Sanitation porta potties, 314-776-4000. They're bigger, they're better, and they're made better, which means they're better porta potties. And I know you're laughing. Really? Is he selling porta potties? Yes, I am, because there's nothing worse than having a bad porta potty. That's why you need R&R Sanitation, 314-776-4000 or rnrportabletoilets.com. They want your stinking business. R&R Sanitation.
The smartest way to do your homework is Heckman Lumber.
Fall means homework for homeowners. If your homework includes a new deck in your future, turn to the decking experts at Hackman Lumber. Hackman's is Missouri's largest dealer of in-stock decking, railing, lighting, and decking accessories. Hackman stocks treated lumber, cedar, TimberTech, Evergreen, Azek, Trex, and Fiberon. They have endless choices of railing systems and LED deck lighting that will make your backyard the envy of the neighborhood. Hackman's decking center is second to none. They can help plan your deck and answer all of your questions. Hackman's can also recommend reputable contractors to build that deck of your dreams. Hackman's will not be under are sold. On in-stock decking materials guaranteed. If you're looking for a new grill, Heckman's features the Big Green Egg with a large array of egg accessories. That's Heckman Lumber and Home Centers, located at 3030 South St. Peter's Parkway in St. Charles, 390 East Wood Street in Troy, and HeckmanSTL.com.
The smartest way to do your homework is Heckman Lumber.
Did you know diabetes can steal your vision? In fact, diabetes is the leading cause of blindness among adults aged 20 to 74. The truth is, your eyes could already be damaged from diabetes and you may not even know it. There's only one way to find out. Get a retina eye exam. Don't wait. Acting early can help prevent vision loss. The American Society of Retina Specialists and Genentech wants you to see the world as clearly as possible. Find out more on how to protect your vision at diabeteseyecheck.org.
The Big 550 is your home for everything Mizzou. Tune in this Monday night from 6 to 9 for Mizzou Monday. Live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City with John Hadley and Jim Huer. We'll recap the last game, preview the next game, and for everyone at Friendly Sports Bar and Grill, we'll have more fun off the air. Mizzou Mondays live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City. Brought to you by Four Roses Bourbon, the whiskey distiller of the year three of the last 4 years. Kentucky's finest straight bourbon whiskey and the Big 550 KTRS. We are our Mizzou.
This is the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon here on the Big 550 KTRS. Paul Harris, your 20% host, giving 100% of the effort. Thank you very much. Ian and Dan are here with me. Joe's here, too. We're talking about movies and show business stuff. Sunday night, by the way, is going to be a huge night of television. A sad night for me and for Frank, because it's the big finale of Breaking Bad after 5 years and way too much hype. And I reached a point about a week ago where I will not watch any more interviews or read any more articles about it. Not that anybody's giving anything away, but I'm just sick and tired of everything about that show except the show itself.
Do you know how difficult it is to be a guy who's never seen a single episode of Breaking Bad and been told by you and Frank countless times, you got to do it, just start one. But you can't just watch one, because once it starts, you'll never stop. Once this finale goes down, I'm going to have to put myself in a bubble if I ever intend to ever watch the show. Because once I find out how it goes down, where's my incentive to watch?
Wednesday night, AMC started showing all of the episodes of the show in order. Back to back to back to back to back to back, and right up until the big finale on Sunday night. They take a couple of hours off at like 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning to put on infomercials, and then they go back to it. And we're recording them because my wife is sick of me talking about this show. She's, all right, I'll watch it.
She's going to start now.
And I told her, you know, you watch the first one, you're going to become addicted, and you're going to watch them all, because that's what happened to me when I binge-watched it. And now she's doing that, and she's about 6 episodes in. And, of course, there's no way to keep up with that if you actually have a life. You can't watch.
No.
There's no way if you started Wednesday night to stay awake long enough to watch every episode.
You have to start taking meth.
Well, yeah, and then you're up. You just go like 5 days, man.
Yeah. So the guy who's the showrunner on Breaking Bad, Vince Gilligan, just signed a new deal with CBS for a new show he's going to do with David Shore, who was the showrunner on House. I'm not sure how it's going to work having two great showrunners working on a new show called Battle Creek, about detectives or cops in Battle Creek, Michigan, who I guess go out and look for cereal every day.
Yeah, serial killers.
Battle Creek, Michigan, that's the only thing I know about that. Serial killers. Very good, Dan.
Vince,
very good.
How do you put it? Gilligan.
Vince Gilligan.
Yeah, because he used to be a big-time guy writing for the X-Files.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where he got his start. Also on Sunday night, Homeland returns to Showtime for its third season, followed by a new show called Masters of Sex, which is about Masters and Johnson, who were the sex researchers in the 40s and 50s.
I've seen a clip from that.
Oh, yeah?
Wow. Well, I mean, hey, you were just about Don John and things being out there. There you go.
Also Sunday night, the return of Amazing Race 23, which means, Ian, don't forget to set for Amazing Race 23rd season.
What, are you obsessed with that show? You into that?
We're both into it.
Yes.
Yeah.
23? There's 23?
Yeah.
Wow.
Two a year.
Two a year.
It's the 12th season. Well, 12th year, I mean.
You ever going to try and get on the show? Try and compete?
Have you had the discussion with Angela?
Oh, I think it would be a ratings juggernaut. Seeing us two, a bicker, going through. Yes.
Because the great thing about that show is that each team of two is made up of people who have a pre-existing relationship. Husband and wife, frat brothers, real life brothers. I always love it when I see the couple that broke up, but they're on the show hoping it will bring them back together, which never works.
No.
It drives them apart even more. But when my wife and I watch the show, we always imagine, okay, what would we do if we had this choice or that choice? And we all, we're pretty good travelers. We've traveled all sorts of different places around the world. So we know how to navigate airports and taxis and all that sort of stuff. And train schedules and all that. We always figure we could do that, but then they always get to the one really disgusting food challenge. And I know that'd be the one my wife volunteered for, and she's a very picky eater, and she's just not going to eat the jellyfish.
She would just come back to you and just go, no, yep, sorry, we're
done. We have to make a four-hour penalty here. We're going to lose because of that. There are times in real life when we're traveling where we'll get off a plane and we'll look around and we'll go, I think we're ahead of the other teams. We're not actually on the race, but we do that. But would you do it? I mean, would you ever consider applying? We're too old and fat to do it, but would you ever do it?
I don't think so. They have people your age all the time.
Yes, and they never win.
That's true. Paul wants to play to win.
I think that would be exciting. Yeah.
I think it would be incredibly exciting to be on there. I'm never going to apply.
It'd be great for the show, too, man. Come on.
Yeah.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Although it would mean we wouldn't have him for, how long do they go for? A month and a half?
Yeah, I'm not sure. You'd never really get a timeline with that show.
No.
You never see them eat. You never see them go to the bathroom.
That's
you never
right.
see these day-to-day.
I always wonder about the food along the way because, especially,
some of those challenges are like 12, it seems like it's 12, 14 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or how about you get on one of those trains in India that's packed with all those people and, those smells.
Yes.
Phil Kogan, who I interviewed, he's the guy who hosts that show. I asked him, why do you keep going back to India? He said, because it's an assault on the senses, and we love to see how it affects all of our contestants there. Imagine being on one of those trains in India for 10 hours. You have nothing to eat. Then you get off, and you got to go do a challenge. I'd be starving to death.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, man. If I was on an Indian train car, I don't think even if I wanted to eat, I could.
Is there any reality show you would do, Joe?
Any reality show?
Yeah.
See, I it's been a while since I checked into the reality show market, but I mean, shows like, I used to want to get really big and fat so I could get on The Biggest Loser so Jillian Michaels would yell at me.
Yeah. Because
I thought that would just be the hottest thing in the world.
Uh-huh.
But they don't do the, what was the one that Joe, was it Joe Rogan, what he used to host? That's not
Fear Factor?
That's not out anymore, is it?
No.
See, I'm
they brought it back for a while. Yeah, it didn't go over well the second time around.
There's only so many horse rectums you can see eaten on television.
Yeah. Very true. I have no idea. I would do any reality show that was handed to me, and I'm dead serious with that. I mean, there's not a single reality show out there that I am aware of that I would have that I would turn down.
You know, if I make $1 million or more, I'd do it. I'd do any.
What any particular show you'd want to be on?
I can't think of any.
See, I'm in the Dan boat right now. I can't think of which one. That's why I'm just going to say right now, yes, since people are listening online, Joe Hipperson will do any reality show that you offer him.
Yeah.
And I don't need $1 million either.
I have a name for the show that you two could do together.
What?
Media whores.
What?
Yeah, there you go. We'll do it.
You know, this week they canceled the show Hoarders. And right now they're taking all of the equipment from that show and putting it in a really small, cluttered room that smells of cat urine and old newspapers.
Did they check for pets before they put everything down? Or did they just start dropping it down?
Of course not. That's not what Hoarders are about.
They canceled it?
Yeah.
Why would they cancel it? That show, I thought that show was magnetic, man.
Yeah, apparently not.
Every show...
It is the same thing.
Open the door, and it's like everything looked the same.
Yeah.
Except for when they pulled out, they pulled out this dead, smashed cat.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, she goes, there's Fluffy. She's been gone. I was wondering where she went. I thought she ran away. She's been gone for 8 years.
Yeah. Now we're only down to 46 cats.
Yeah.
any other showbiz stuff you want to get to, Joe?
Bryce Dallas Howard, Ron Howard's daughter, right?
Mm-hmm.
She is right now about 95% locked in to star in Jurassic World, a.k.a. Jurassic Park 4, which is now titled Jurassic World. I think it's a bad move to put anybody A-list or even close to recognizable in that movie, all right? Because if you look at Jurassic Park, when that came out, it's not like everybody was beating down Jeff Goldblum's door to try and get him into a film. And Sam Neill, he's kind of like a go-to B-movie guy, really. I mean, if you think about it, the only person in Jurassic Park that had any real clout was the guy who played John Hammond.
Richard Attenborough.
But more for being a director than being an actor. So,
well, he was an actor. He was in one of the all-time greatest movies, The Great Escape.
Okay, yes, that's very true.
He was
true.
Big X.
And Samuel L. Jackson was in the first Jurassic Park.
Yeah, so was Wayne Knight. So was Laura Dern.
Yeah.
But at the time, it's not as if we're dealing... I mean, nobody knew when they were watching the movie, hey, there's Samuel L. Jackson, yeah. The guy that robbed the McDowells in Coming to America.
Yeah.
Well, that's all the guy really did. He showed up in True Romance for the first 40 seconds, and then he got blown away in that movie, too.
You're right. You're right.
And I, anytime I can't get a computer to work, anytime... For some reason, I always think of Samuel Jackson typing at the keyboard saying, access main program, access main program. I don't know why, but anytime, it's a bizarre thing. I also picked up smoking because of Samuel Jackson in that kid movie. That was great. Excellent. I think you go with, I know this sounds wrong, but just, there's nothing wrong with Jeff Goldblum. In my opinion, Jeff Goldblum makes everything better that he's in. I would love to see a return of Jeff Goldblum on the big screen in a big way.
I don't think enough people know who Bryce Dallas Howard is or could pick her out of a crowd to say, oh, she's too big for this movie.
I'm just, I was more afraid of it not being about what it should be about, which is dinosaurs chasing people.
No, here's what it should be about, not making any more Jurassic movies.
Okay, yeah, you're right. Jurassic Park 3 was terrible. Jurassic Park 2, I don't know what was going on, but still had Goldblum, so had me, and had Vince Vaughn way before his head started to swell, like a beach ball. I mean, it was skinny Vince Vaughn, so it was good Vince Vaughn.
Yeah.
You can always judge a movie that Vince Vaughn is in on the funny factor, the cool factor, by how slim Vince Vaughn is. The slimmer he is, the better the film. I got a couple of club things if you want to hit those real quick.
Yeah, let's do that.
All right, fine. If you want to see a concert, here's a couple of quick little options for you. Starting tonight, we've got Black Rebel Motorcycle Club at the Pageant, the Vanilla Beans at Plush, Girl in a Coma at the Old Rock House, Mod Sun at Firebird, King Tough over at Off-Broadway, the Super Suckers are at FUBAR, Blue Moon Soup at the Gramophone, Dirty Soap at Foam Coffee and Beer, The Gorge is at the Mad Magician, Fat Pocket at Broadway Oyster Bar, Slam Band is over at Ferguson City Walk, Pokey Lafarge at Soldiers Memorial, Fetch the Bride at Turner's on Main Street. Tomorrow night, we've got Bass Nectar at the Pageant, Bare Knuckle Conflict at Pops, Bass Drum of Death over at Plush, The Life Forms at FUBAR, The Advocates at the Demo, Skyline Sinners at Cicero's, Killer Whale on stage at the Whale Club, Cat Purse at the Crack Fox, Sword Swallower over at Foam Coffee and Beer, Sleep Like Trees at Lemons, Strings Attached at the Wine Press, Good Luck at the Hog Slaughter. We'll be playing at the Schlafly Tavern.
Is that a real band name?
Good Luck at the Hog Slaughter are playing at the Schlafly Tavern.
Should have put that one in the game. I would have picked it.
It was originally. All right. Dirty Mugs at Ferguson City Walk. Animal Teeth at the Livery Company. Thelonious Kryptonite at Vintage Vinyl. And the Samples are over at Soldiers Memorial. And last but not least... Got five shows here. Four are real. One is completely fake. Here we go. Hollow Point Heroes. Friday at Pops. Me Like Bees. Saturday at Mangia Italiano. Kung Fu Cavemen. Friday at Ferguson City Walk. Pubic Property. Saturday at Cicero's. Catholic Spray. Saturday at the Livery Company.
Well, I think I know which one Dan is picking.
Oh, my God. I'm going to go with Pubic Property.
Yeah, same here.
Trifecta.
And the trifecta pays off. Pubic Property, completely made up by my demented mind. Sorry. You can steal it if you want. Give me credit in the liner notes. I am going to be out and talk to you next week. This is Joe Hipperson, Big 550, KTRS, hip on entertainment.
Joe's brought to you every week by Oric, with seven locally owned and operated Oric home centers in the St. Louis area. Where's one near you? They're also online, which might be even closer to you. OREC.com.
All right, let's check traffic now and see what Tim Weiland sees airborne. Tim?
Well, you got a lot of things going on in downtown St. Louis. You've got the races over in Illinois at the Gateway. You've got Taste of St. Louis. You've got the Cardinals. That's creating quite a headache for drivers. Now, first of all, they're working with this really serious accident. It looked like it was involving 4 to 5 cars on northbound 67, right at the foot, the Missouri end of the Clark Bridge. And only the right shoulder was squeezing by, and you had at least between a 2 and 3 mile backup as you're trying to make your way into Alton. And that's going to be there for a little bit. There were no tow trucks on the scene and a lot of emergency vehicles. We are looking at eastbound 270. You're stacking up right at McDonald through New Florissant. A little heavy on the Chain of Rocks Bridge. On southbound 270, you're slow midway between Page and Olive down through Doherty Ferry. You've got southbound 141 that's jammed from Big Bend down through 44, westbound 44 from Soccer Park to Bowles Avenue, and then it's a good run to 141 out through Antire Road. If you are traveling on southbound 55, you're just a little bit heavy between Arsenal and Gasconade, and looks like southbound 170 was slow olive down through Highway 40. And this traffic report is brought to you by St. Louis Bread Company. What happens when you combine St. Louis Bread Company's love of salads with their love of whole grains? Delicious happens. Try the new roasted turkey harvest wheat berry salad today only at St. Louis Bread Company. With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, George Weber. The best-selling car in St. Louis and Southern Illinois? Chevrolet. The best-selling truck in St. Louis and Southern Illinois? Chevrolet. The best-selling Chevy dealer in St. Louis and Southern Illinois? Weber Chevrolet. Why? The best selection and the best deals. Like a 2013 base cruise for just $14,900 after factory rebate. With no gimmicks, no asterisks, and no restrictions. Everyone qualifies. Only at Weber Chevrolet. Check us out at WeberChevrolet.com. Chevrolet, find new roads.
St. Louis Closet Company can truly help you create a place for everything in your home. Call today at 314-781-9000 to schedule your free in-home estimate. St. Louis Closet Company, 314-781-9000.
Live from downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Limperson and the All Boy Orchestra. Brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456. And now, here's Bill Cleveland. Hello, Bill.
Hi, everybody. Happy Friday.
And to you.
Thank you very much.
The same.
Well, earlier this week, Cher appeared on the David Letterman Show at the Ed Sullivan Theater for the first time in years.
Yeah, I saw that.
Fun fact about Cher, it actually took longer to build Cher than it did the Ed Sullivan Theater. On the Senate floor this week, Senator Ted Cruz talked nonstop for over 21 hours. Or as President Bill Clinton used to call a 21-hour speech, the State of the Union address. Yeah, some have accused Ted Cruz of enjoying orchestrating stunts, although Cruz denied that today as he arrived in the Senate on a unicycle juggling lemons. Quite a sight, too. And finally, this afternoon. Well, the United Nations this week called on hardline governments in the Middle East to give citizens better access to the Internet. Right now, many countries over there only have one social networking site, for example. It's, I believe it's called the CoverYourFacebook.com. They have to cover their face.
Right. Yeah, yeah. We got
I just want to make sure you get it.
That was good. I liked it.
I heard it. Thanks. We're screaming outside.
We're screaming inside.
Yeah. The Bill Cleveland segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the official AM and the PM cab company, and from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Don't forget to listen for Bill Saturday nights from 9 to midnight here on the Big 550 and check out his website, billontheroad.com. Coming up right after the 5 o'clock news, I'll be back with today's Harris Challenge and then Mike Evans and Knuckleheads in the News. It's a full hour radio you won't want to miss on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
From ABC News, I'm Chuck.